Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. On the podcast today, I've got Jessica James, and she is helping us think about what it looks like from inside the glass house. And over the next 2 weeks, we're going to talk about how you as a church member can pray for the pastor's family, in particular, the pastor's children. So Jessica, welcome back to the podcast. Help us understand, give us one way that churches can pray for their PKs.
They can pray for their PKs by praying that they have a light, like a draw to the gospel that is their very own, not inherited. As we know, we can't inherit our parents' salvation. And so that children of the word and children of the pastors will go to grow to be closer to Christ and have their own personal relationship with him.
Yeah. So when we talk about a faith that is their own, I think a lot of times we see that, we can see that happen once a child leaves the home. And they get confronted with the real world, and they're like, "Oh, this is real stuff here, and I've got to dig in to that." But I think even prior to that, you're even thinking prior to that that they own this. Mm-hmm. When did that take place for you?
So I definitely had a profession in the Lord when I was about 9 years old.
Yeah.
Talked to my parents, had multiple conversations, and it was very clear that, yes, I believed in Jesus Christ. Yeah. And I was baptized, and it was a beautiful day. But it was right around when I was about 12 years old. I was at SOAR conference.
Okay.
And it just hit me that although, yes, I believed in God, I wasn't living for him.
Yeah.
I hadn't had that turn of like making it, you know, that God, my identity, making it my own, is that I was a Christian,
right,
that I was God's daughter. I was, Jesus loved and died for me, and I need to carry my cross and follow him. And I think you could talk to anybody in my life who knew me. It just was a complete shift into just opening that door to that personal, true relationship with him.
I think just as you're talking about that, and you're talking about being 12 years old, so obviously I don't think anyway that your life had been filled with like drugs and this awful past and all that stuff that you know, oftentimes when we hear people talk about this faith becoming their own, it's birthed out of this dark place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and those are the kind of testimonies that we just are like, oh man, God's grace is just incredible. But this is just as incredible to where a 12-year-old goes, no, this is for real. And God has called me out and I belong to him. And I think in part of helping children understand that this is their own is that we celebrate the routine that you were kept from a lot of stuff. And at an early age, somebody was praying for you, Jessica.
Absolutely.
Somebody was praying for you.
Absolutely.
And that became even more real, that this was personal there. I think that's a wonderful thing for church members to be praying that PKs wouldn't get caught up in the wrong type of heritage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to be very thankful for where we come from. I'm very thankful for my heritage. But it was probably, I was a little bit older whenever this gospel became really my own there. And so I think that would be a wonderful thing for my kids, not to have this string attached to my name, but that it just goes to Jesus there. And so I'm thankful for you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Back on one more podcast to help us think about praying for PKs like yourself. And maybe we can even talk about as you've been a PK and then possibly going into having a family of your own, kind of just dreams that you have for that of life of your family in the church.
Yeah.
All right. I'm throwing that on you.
Okay.
All right. But we can make it work. Until next Monday, we'll see you then.